today on The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
The Bank of Canada has set its new rate. It is up by a half a point, bringing the wholesale rate for money to 4.25%. Here to tell us what we can expect in the wake of this increase is Brian Hogben, who's a broker for Mission 35 Mortgages. He's also the author of How to Get Mortgage Free Really Effing Fast, the book on how to pay off your mortgage in Canada with 10 simple steps. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Shauna. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. But I've got to ask you off the top, given the change in the bank rate and the fact that it's increased and it looks like, you know, they're at least considering more hikes, are you going to have to revise your book or maybe add an extra chapter or two?
There may be a couple extra chapters. Yes, there will be a revision coming out in 2023. That's for sure. So,
okay.
But I think it does, you know, what it's a testament to is having that long-term vision. You know, we've seen record rate hikes over the past 10 months of, you know, now we're up 4%. So, but this is, you know, when you think about how long our, you know, Canadians have a mortgage for, we have a mortgage for on average 25, 30 years. This is 10 months within that 25, 30 years. So we still have to continue to maintain, have that long-term vision, I think.
So with a hike of 50 basis points, what is that going to mean for most people's mortgages?
So if you end up having the people that it affects the most are people that are in a variable rate mortgage, right? So people that are in a variable rate, they've seen their payments go up. They're going to see their payments go up on a $500,000 mortgage. They're going to see it go up another couple hundred dollars. Okay. And what that means actually is since March, their payments have probably gone up over $1,000 since March, which is quite a bit. And that's if you're in a variable rate. For those of you that are in a fixed rate mortgage, it doesn't mean much, but what it does mean is just be aware of when your renewal comes, because you will have some payment shock when that renewal comes if it's in the next 6, 12, 18 months.
Well, it also seems like it is going to have, a calming effect on the housing market. I think that's pretty much an understatement. It's already ground to a fraction of what it was before, down, 40% year over year, at least in this area. And that's only going to continue, I would think.
Yeah, I would have to agree, right? Because I think with a half a point hike, I know some people are considering 0.25 to 0.5. It was on the more aggressive side. So yeah, I think we'll still see people sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen. To the point on that too, you know, we see a lot of first-time home buyers right now. It is one of those times where there's not a lot of demand right now. So it is one of those times where people can actually, if you were looking to get a home, you're definitely not in a lot of competition, which you were, you know, 12 months ago. So there is that opportunity if you can afford the rates today.
So the wholesale rate for money going to 4.25%, is there any prediction as to what we're going to be seeing in mortgage rates come the morning?
Yeah, so we'll see. The variable rate will jump to 6.45. So, you know, a new home buyer buying a house with under 20% down, you're going to end up seeing rates in the 5.25% to 5.5% on a variable. So that, and then if you do have a variable rate mortgage right now, it doesn't take effect until next month. There's always a lagging effect for these variable rate mortgages, so your payment will be affected next month. And then also, you know, an interesting time right now because the fixed rates are actually a little bit lower than the variable rates right now. So it is good, you know, for people to reach out if you have an existing mortgage and it is a variable, to make sure you consider all your options and get educated on what's available for you.
You know, a lot of people have been drawing comparisons between what is going on now with, you know, 7 consecutive interest rate hikes since March, and they have been drawing comparisons to what happened back in the 1980s. I don't know if you were in the business back then or not. My dad was. He was a mortgage manager for London Life down in the Niagara region. And 7 consecutive hikes since March, they used to set the bank rate every Thursday.
Well, you know what? I think the good news that we're in today is that, you know, the Bank of Canada is setting their rates and they let us know when the intervals are, right? So I think the good news is on our side here is I think we're at the top of the interest rate cycle, and I think that, you know, we're going to have some news come out too. We've got two more numbers that come out. The CPI index, the consumer price index, can come out twice now before the next interest rate meeting. So I am hopeful that that we are seeing a pause here. And I am hopeful that we're not seeing the 1980s with massive, what feels like nonstop inflation. I think the indications are coming under control now. So I was only a couple years old at the time then, Shona, but I do believe that we are in a little bit different environment right now.
Well, one of the holdovers from that era, I mean, you were talking about how most people will be in their home for 20 years or so, you know, paying off a mortgage over that length of time. But we don't see those long-term mortgages anymore. They still have them in the United States, but we don't have them here in Canada anymore. And in part, it's because we had interest rates from the Bank of Canada that were 18-20%, with mortgage rates being even higher than that then.
True. And you know what? The number one term right now is actually 1 to 3 year terms. We've seen a record number of people migrate to the 1 to 3 year term because of that uncertainty that's happening right now. But I would say, I think it's a great option to look at because, again, you are living in a home for a long time. And I think we've kind of started to look at our house as the stock market, trying to time the entry and exit points, where really having a long-term sort of borrowing solution, I think, is just really, really smart to do right now and take a look at the long-term, because I find most people do not look at interest rates when they're in a fixed rate term, because they only look at it when it's actually coming up for renewal. So it's something to take into consideration on your risk profile when you're looking at these things.
Yeah. We're in conversation with Brian Hogben, who's a broker for Mission 35 Mortgages. He's also written a book. It's called How to Get Mortgage Free Really Effing Fast, the book on how to pay off your mortgage in Canada in 10 simple steps. But I'm wondering if there are any clues for us. You know, as you said, unless you have a variable rate mortgage, you're only going to be looking at what the banks or mortgage companies are considering for mortgages when you're up for renewal. Are there any clues in some of those charts about what you're going to pay and for how long as to when we might see a cooling of some of this, the hikes in the bank rate?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, well, right now, you know what, the Bank of Canada, when they issued this morning, I always try to, you know, look at what they're saying, but they issued a statement that said, looking ahead, Governing Council will be considering whether the policy interest rate needs to rise further to bring supply and demand back into balance and return inflation to target. And that to me seems to be like a clue, because it means they're going to consider pausing possibly the next Bank of Canada rates, not until January 25th. I don't think we'll see interest rates drop by January, February, the first quarter. But the first indication of the first clue is a pause, which means, hey, we understand that these things take time to come into effect. There's a little bit of a lag. So that to me says the Bank of Canada may be thinking we went really aggressive with the rate hikes because they got ridiculed in July of 2020 for going a little slower. They went really hard and fast now. So possibly in 2023, there may be that moment of pause, which to me is a clue of, hey, we're at the peak. But time will tell. My crystal ball, I will say, does have a few cracks in it over the past 8 or 9 months, because it was very hard to tell what was happening.
I think that's true for everybody, actually. The next U.S. Fed meeting is coming up next week. And, you know, we'll have some of the U.S. economic projections coming out of that meeting. How closely do you watch that, and how closely do you think the Bank of Canada watches that for some indicators that it can draw on?
I think there's definitely a ripple effect. You know, they always end up saying when the States catches a cold, we catch a little bit of a sniffle, right? But one thing I will say is that our banking regulation and regulators, as much as I may cried about it a little bit when they were being implemented, we have the stress test. We are really strict and compliant with our underwriting guidelines in Canada. And I think for the stress test that came out, and I know they're looking at revising it, we are pretty sound financially. When I look at the number of defaults or the potential defaults that the banks release, they are quite minimal, and they're not projecting that they're going to be much larger than they would be in any other market, because people did qualify at 2 points above the rate in which they were paying. So, you know, depending on what happens in the Fed, I think there will be an effect here. They will look at it. But I do think we are under a little bit more compliant and tighter regulation here, which is actually good for Canadians.
You know, one of the things that I've been wondering about is, do you have any advice for homeowners that are coming up with a renewal, or do you see a lot of people with variable rates wanting to go into something that's more locked in?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think banks are also calling right now, and I'm not a big fan of this strategy, but if you are in a variable rate, the banks are calling and a little bit of fear mongering saying, oh, the rates went up again. Just take a look at your personal situation, because I think everybody's situation is different. And one thing people tend to forget, fixed rates have enormous penalties to break on average with banks over the variable. So what you really want to do is take a look at your long-term goals. You want to take a look at your strategy, your payments, because if you bought at the height of the market or if you purchased at the top of your budget, you may have to lock in, and it may be more of just a lifestyle and payment situation than it will be trying to time the market. So really look at your personal situation, how long you're going to be in the house for, so you can see what's best, because locking in right now is not necessarily a terrible idea. On the other side of it, though, it does appear we are at the top of an interest rate cycle. So you don't want to lock in at the top, but you do have to take your own personal needs into consideration for these.
We hope we're at the top of an interest rate cycle.
I do hope so.
I remember my dad's headaches every Thursday. Brian Hogman is a broker for Mission 35 Mortgages. He's also the author of How to Get Mortgage-Free Really Effing Fast, the book on how to pay off your mortgage in Canada with 10 simple steps. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.